ओम शांति। जस्ट सिट अलर्ट। लेट्स बिगिन द सेल्फ टॉक। द डीप साइलेंस विद इन the deep solitude, and sitting in the cave of introspection. I am sitting in the cave of introversion. Where I am, what I am, I see my whole life and two different journeys I have undertaken in my life. The journey of my Laukik education, what I have achieved in it, the journey of my spiritual birth, how I came to Baba. The journey of my Brahmin life, what obstacles, what hurdles I have crossed in this Brahmin life, the journey of my relationships with different souls, how are they? Bitter, sweet, ununderstandable, clear, frank, candid, or hazy, ill-defined. I see the journey of my physical illnesses. Since childhood till now, what diseases, what ailments, what maladies, what infections, what hospitalizations, what medications, what pain, what suffering I had. I see the journey of my happy moments. The help from the Father, Baba's support, Baba's love, days spent in Madhuvan. I see the journey of my Laukik job, profession, business, work. How stable I remain in the workplace. How I manage my stress, my time. As a detached observer, I see myself. To what extent I was honest. I see my digital journey. Mobile phones, emails, computers. How pure is this journey? Dropping this body here, I, the soul, I go away from this world, these five elements, going beyond the eternal space, I enter the realm of the subtle world. And Bab Dada is in front of me. Baba, do you think that I am honest with you? Let me tell you everything about myself. Those things which I have never told to anyone, let me share with you for the first time. At times, I even feel ashamed that such a blunder, such a mistake can happen even at this stage. Me have nothing to hide from you. You all know everything. You are my be all and end all. You are the supreme controller, the all knowledgeable. I descend down as an angel. The entire Brahmin family is in front of me, and especially those Brahmins with whom I interact every day, who know me. Who are the part of my internal circle. What are my relationships with these souls? Are they pure? Am I still in the trap of bodily relationships? I send out pure positive vibrations. The exchange of pure positive energy . The interpersonal relationships are becoming better . The misunderstandings, the confusions, everything is getting removed by the exchange of this pure energy. I'm thankful to this Brahmin family. Each and every soul is dear to me because this is God's family. I ask for pardon to those souls whom probably I hurt unknowingly. And I forgive all those who have not been good to me. And probably that was my karmic account. I'm happy for the settlement. And I'm thankful even to these souls and I forgive them all. Now, as an angel, I again travel up, sitting on one cloud. I look down and I see the vast, the mammoth yagya, sacrificial fire created by God. Since the time I entered this yagya, what are my commitments to this yagya? If I had wasted any resource, anything of this yagya, let me rectify myself. And sacrifice my whole life, just as the Father Brahma did, just as all the dadis and the seniors did. My life is not for myself, but for this yagya. My time is for this yagya. I see a big screen in front of me. This is my seva field, my workplace. And I see the different sevas I have done in this Brahmin life. Was I honest? Was I accountable? Did I do all this service with a sense of responsibility? I see myself, reflect, ponder. Contemplate on my own seva. Am I giving 100%? Is my commitment full? Or my heart divided, brain split. This is Baba's seva. God Himself has given me this seva. I have been chosen for this seva. To remain honest to this seva. Shall be the proof of my love for God. Now I see another screen, where I see my Brahmin lifestyle. What time I get up? Is my time fixed? How is my Amrit Vela? Is it all the time powerful or only sometimes? Do I feel sleepy most of the times, or am I alert? What joy, what bliss, what rapture I experience? What is my purity? How much detachment from body I experience at Amritvela? So I see myself. What I do with Murli? What is the depth of my churning? How do I eat my food? In silence or talking all the time? How is my traffic control, my karma yoga? How regular I am in evening yoga? What is the stage of my chastity, my purity? A bird eye view. I'm just seeing as a detached observer. How I go to sleep every day? How is my night? How are my dreams? The entire Brahmin lifestyle, all the rules, all the regulations. How is my dress? How is my behavior, my look, my demeanor? Is everything in conformation with the Brahmin life? Am I honest with the codes of conduct of Brahmin life? Now I see all the Brahmin and beyond them all the non-Brahmins with whom I interact every day. Beyond the circle of Brahmins is yet another circle. What are my feelings for them? Am I filled with mercy, compassion for them? Do I get the desire to serve them? Do I feel restless? When will these souls meet God? When they will come in this Brahmin family? When they will get that which I have got? How I am in my dealing with them? My every interaction with them should be an act of service. With this, I, the angel, I come back into this gross body total silence within, Bab Dada in front of me, and I am taking deep drishti for him, from him. Om Shanti.